Yeah, I got the digital one, so I use the NME equals, you know, and then it pops up on the display. I'm guessing with the, first of all, I'm assuming you're running a 525. I don't know that that's the case. But if you have the non-digital one, the S, I'm guessing you could leave everything off, everything out after proxy, unless you need it to go out on a different line.
Yeah, I have the standard console, but just the light switch. You're going to have the paper in there to tell you what's on it, but I have the NME in there just to know what the line is when you're looking at the programming, otherwise it's just a bunch of numbers.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense that way. And then that way, if you ever swap to a different... you know, if you ever got a digital one, it'd all be there. Assuming that, I don't know that that would be the case, because that ATT console tab seems to be, it seems to know which one I got, because it says unit 1, key 1 through 30. So that's telling me it thinks it's got a 30 key unit, which is the digital. If I had the analog one plugged in, it would have to have 32 keys. So, yeah, so the programming, I don't know if the programming stays with the console or it gets booked or what. I'll know today. I'm getting an analog one to play with. I'm going to play with the two of them. Hope I don't nuke everything.
Sure, I thought the attendant console tab was there even without it, because I have the thing for, because you can do two attendant consoles, and there's unit 1 and unit 2, even though I don't have a unit 2.